Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now the clocks went forward last weekend. We've longer and brighter evenings, and isn't it wonderful? So we're taking inspiration from the season. We might be starting to look at lighter spring food to enjoy. So who better to tell us about what we should be eating now than chefs Nevin Maguire and Brian McDermott, who are both here talking to us about embracing the season and serving lighter meals. So Nevin, we're well used to seeing you now having the lovely light food in Portugal and Spain on the telly when you're off enjoying yourself.
It's work, Claire. It's work, okay? And it is work, Brian. You know that.
But look, inspiration from there when we're looking at the lighter evenings. And doesn't the brighter evenings, they really do encourage you to start looking at changing what you're putting on the table.
I think people eat a little bit healthier and lighter, and, you know, they don't want to be in the kitchen doing low and slow or different things like that. So very, very simple. You know, a lot of green spinach, salads, that kind of thing works really, really well. The grains, the beans, all that kind of thing is lovely. You know, there's lots of lovely inspiration now with the long hour. You get extra time,
a bit more time.
So you do, and people, just their mindset, I think, just longer days.
I think, Brian, definitely, we start to crave the colours and the textures that Nevin describes.
Yeah, you see, we're looking forward to summer and we're trying to force it, we're trying to push it. But, you know, I don't know about anybody else this week, but I find it hard getting up in the mornings.
It takes a few days, doesn't it, to adjust. But that lovely feeling when the evening is longer, you can't beat it.
That's the difference. You're on the back foot in the morning, then you're sort of pushing everything through and you're thinking food. And then dinner time almost passes you and you think, God, we haven't had dinner yet.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to do things in the late sort of afternoon, early evening, stretch it out for walks. But listen, things are shooting up. That's the great thing about it. And when they shoot up, we have produce and it's in season. It's good for us. And that's what we're using today.
And you have some lovely recipes and they're all up on our website now. So if people want to go to rte.ie/todaycb, they'll see a great selection. And we're going to talk about some of them now.
Absolutely.
Salmon. Honey and soy glazed salmon. Now that's a reliable for you, that glaze, but you have quinoa with it.
Yeah, and quinoa or quinoa can be called either. You can get the white one, you can get the brown one and the dark one. And we serve it in the restaurant with duck. It's gorgeous and it could be lovely with grilled chicken. Not everyone likes salmon, so you could use some lovely Irish hake, haddock, all those lovely fish that you know better than anyone, Brian, up in Greencastle up the road. So I mean, salmon is a lovely versatile fish. It's a nice kind of oily and that lovely glaze, so you get that Asian kind of like texture and glaze on the fish, and then that beautiful quinoa. So I'm putting a little bit of avocado, lots of flavour, cooking in some vegetable stock, which is lovely and light, and it kind of, if you toast it first of all and then add in your stock, and then you can add in lots of ingredients, onions, peppers, that kind of thing. But the key is to cook them, because then you're going to get lovely, or you can get those lovely grilled peppers, you know, in the extra virgin olive oil, which is fantastic, or sun-dried tomatoes. So it's very versatile. It can be delicious on its own, the quinoa, or else you can serve it just with some lovely grilled chicken or salmon, as you say.
Okay, so you're cooking off your vegetables first of all, and then you're adding it to the quinoa. Is it once it's been cooked?
Yeah, once it's been cooked, just freshen it up and put a bit of lime in there, lots of lovely fresh herbs, basil, or Brian mentioned about, you know, growing and you know, basil, mint, they all work really well in that grain. And funny enough, the black one and the brown one, the quinoa, has a little bit firmer texture, whereas the white one, and now you can get the three in one, if you know what I mean.
Oh, mixed.
The three grains. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now,
in any health food shop.
I have a bit of salmon to cook now tonight.
Okay.
So I'll do the honey and soy.
Good
but
woman.
Mine won't eat the chilli. They won't do chilli.
That's okay. And same with my
Just
greens.
Leave it out.
Just leave it out. I mean, like lime, a little bit of honey. You can use maple syrup. Sesame is lovely in it, and a little bit of soya. And, you know, all that lovely, those lovely flavours will complement the fish, which is great. Great to see your kids eating the fish.
Yeah, they will.
That's brilliant.
Yeah,
they don't get
much of a choice.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. I love it.
So, Brian, you're then you're going to talk to us about this spring green soup with braised chicken. It sounds a bit fancy now. Is it hard?
That's what chefs do, don't they? They put this fancy twist in the title, and now we'll break it right down into a very simple, basic soup. And, you know, Nevin mentioned the kind of the herbs. This time of year now, we're going into season for thyme, parsley, things like that. And I think it's less about the store cupboard ingredients and the big spicy seasonings and more into what is out there that could enhance the likes of a soup. So the chicken that I'm using, you'll be glad to know I'm using a breast of chicken. I'm pan frying it and I'm putting it into a container with a little bit of stock, and I'm covering it with a lid, putting it into the oven because that's braising it. It's beautiful and succulent. And while that's in the oven, cooking for about 10 or 12 minutes at 170 degrees, every minute is going to tenderise that beautiful piece of chicken.
Oh, that does sound lovely.
Slice that afterwards and drop it into the soup. And in the soup, I am using bay leaf. I am using fresh thyme. I'm loading it up with some celery, some leeks, some onion, baby spinach, bit of stock. Cook it out, sweat it out. These will all cook in a few minutes. By the time the chicken comes out, the soup will be ready. If you cut your vegetables nice and fine, there's no need to blitz or blend this. Mm-hmm. No need for cream or anything like that. Nice spring, fresh, healthy soup that it'll really revive you. It's almost like a ramen bowl without some egg and noodle. It's just gorgeous.
Sounds gorgeous.
That sounds lovely. Mm. That sounds lovely. Now, we have to be careful that we don't lash into the salads. And I don't think we're ready for
I think it's a wee bit early. And the weather can change too very quickly. Like, I have a lovely recipe for pasta, which is always very popular all year round. And you can really see why Italian cuisine is the most cooked cuisine. So there's a big pasta shell. And I remember when I was using it first, I couldn't pronounce it. Conchiglione. And a bronze dye is very interesting because it's actually a technique that when they make the pasta, it's a region outside Naples, and they push the pasta through this kind of plate. It's a bronze plate. I actually met the producer. And what it does, Claire, it creates texture that catches the sauce. So it coats the pasta in the sauce. So if you see bronze dye, that's a really good sign, to be truthful, in dried pasta. So this is the big shell. You blanch it off for about maybe, say, 6-7 minutes. Then you get some lovely tomato sauce. You can get lovely, good quality, fresh tomato sauce or ambient tomato sauce that have no sugar in them. So there is lots on offer there. You can make your own, obviously, if you're lucky enough to get your tomatoes nice and fresh and when they're in season. So a layer of tomato sauce, the conchiglione, and then we get some sausages. So actually take the skin of the sausages and you get lots of lovely different types of sausages. Nothing too spicy, like for my kids and your kids, something simple. Roll them into little meatballs, pan fry them into the shell, a little bit of cheese, more sauce into the oven. It's done in 20-25 minutes.
So you're stuffing your shells with the sausage meat.
And you can get your kids, you'll all be on for this, Brian, you can get your kids involved to help roll the little sausages, pan fry them. So you're making a little meatball from a lovely, lovely artisan kind of Irish made sausage.
That sounds delicious. Yeah, it's nice and simple.
My girls are 18 and 21. I'm lucky if I get them to do the dishes. Never mind get them involved this last few years.
You're
I can tell you.
Brian, eh?
So Brian, just going back to that notion of not doing the summer food yet, because we're not quite ready for that. This is like, it's like transitional dressing, isn't it? From winter to spring. It's the same with the food.
Yeah, because look, we could wake up tomorrow morning and it'll be freezing cold. So we still try to keep a little bit of heat in our diet. So I've given a salad today that's a bit of a warm salad. So what I've done is I've taken some streaky rashers. I'm going to cook them in the same pan when I remove the rashers that are crispy. Leave them to the side. I'm going to add some shallots into that, a little bit of garlic. And then the dressing that's typically cold with a salad, you know, the red wine vinegar, a little bit of oil and lime juice. I'm putting it into the pan, warming it up. And then I've defrosted some frozen peas because the peas aren't ready yet. And I'm serving that with some lettuce, radish, which is in season now, nice and bitter. Just rub it with a cloth, slice it down, place it on top. You've got red, you've got green, you've got, you know, the lettuce is nearly like cabbage whenever the warm dressing goes on it. Bacon over the top of it, and if you want a bit of feta, and pull in whatever herbs are available. You know, coriander would work well in this, not in season yet, but absolutely beautiful.
And it sounds gorgeous. It's a warming salad.
It's getting us ready, like, for the salad season.
I heard about crispy bacon in a salad. It's just lovely.
And smoky.
Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah. Yum. Sounds great.
See, chef's appreciation of food. You can't beat it. The Sloppy Joe meatball bake. This sounds lovely too.
Yeah, I mean, it gets a meatball, so it isn't. You just get some lovely meatballs from wherever you get your meat, and you can make up your own. You pan fry them, and then you cook it in a tomato sauce. You use chopped tomatoes. The best chopped tomatoes are the San Marzano, so they're based down in Puglia in Italy, and they're reckoned to be the best for flavour. It's the soil, the volcanic soil that it's grown in.
So you're using them fresh, you're not buying tin?
No, tin, sorry, no, definitely tin. God, she's good. Claire, no, definitely they're tinned. I want to say that because the tomatoes wouldn't be in season at the moment. So tin tomatoes are perfect and they're a great store cupboard. I know I'm going against you, Brian, but always good tin tomatoes are important. So that goes into a pan. You're going to put a little bit of mustard, so a little bit of a kick. You can put chorizo into that or lovely smoky bacon, like Brian said, in the salad. And then you're going to put a touch of vinegar, a little bit of sugar, so it's kind of sweet and sour. A lot of interesting flavours in them, some mustard sauce. So that's what gives it a flavour. So Sloppy Joe, this is kind of like a tray bake. So it is, everything goes into the oven and a little bit of mozzarella into the oven, and about maybe 25 minutes it's done. So you're cooking it in the sauce. Not unlike like the pasta's been cooked in the tomato sauce. This is cooked in another variation of a tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. Serve it with rice, crusty bread, whatever you want to, or a nice salad would work really well with this.
Okay, nice and simple again,
isn't it?
So Brian, are we allowed now to have some sort of a stew at this time of the year, or the stew's gone?
I think the dark kind of brown stews, the overnight cooks, all of what cost us a fortune on energy over the last number of months that we've been guiding people to you know, basically cook things better and more affordable at home. But I still think there's a case for like a white stew, and I'm thinking lamb, you know, and I'm not going a traditional Irish lamb stew, but even bringing in the likes of barley, but take a lamb shoulder. Now, when you mention Irish lamb, people go, oh God, no, you know, we dealt with this before where that was a mutton flavour, which we got, you know, the back end of the last weeks and stages of the life of the lamb or sheep. So now we're talking about young Irish lamb, and the lambs that are born this year is not what we're eating. It's last year. It's worth pointing that out. They need to be just under a year old to be perfect, to be sweet, to be beautiful. Best way to cook lamb shoulder, good value, dice it up, put it into water with a bay leaf, just let it boil and you'll get this foam and scum coming to the top of it. Take it out of that water and get rid of it, discard it. Don't keep it because you want a little bit of the fat. It's just kind of got it to the stage where it's nice and tender. And then you sweat your vegetables. Not too many root vegetables. We're not talking about big winter vegetables. No. A little bit of the celery, some of the green that's starting to come in. And then put the lamb back in, fresh thyme, top it up with stock, slowly braise it, finish it with lots of fresh parsley, put it in a bowl, sit it in your knee, and you've still got a bit of heat, white stew, and you're not thinking of winter.
It's a nice, light stew, yeah, isn't it, for this totally time
crusty
of the
bread
year.
With it.
Sounds
it's beautiful.
Gorgeous. And a great cut, the shoulder lamb. Yeah.
Now, I just want to remind people about those recipes, because we do have a lot of them. They're up on rte.ie/todaycb. Loads of inspiration for the new season. And you can listen back to this item on the RTE radio app. Thank you both for coming
you're
in
so
today.
Welcome, great
Nevin
to see you.
And Brian. And in the headlines, a debate is continuing in the Dáil on a motion of confidence in the government after the coalition amended a Labour Party motion of no confidence. And as we told you earlier on, the Irish gold medal winning Paralympian Jason Smith has announced his retirement from competitive running after a glittering career spanning two decades. The 35-year-old Derry man retires as the world record holder at both the 100 metre and 200 metre. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Today's programme was produced by Rachel Graham, research by Ciarán Dunn. Our broadcast coordinator was Jarlath Holland. Harry Buckless was on sound. And now coming up to 12 midday, it's over to Louise.